Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Preds with another win last night, this time in overtime. Bring in Lindsay Rowley to talk about that. Lindsay, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. Just sitting in St. Louis. How are you guys?
We're good. How's St. Louis?
It's freaking cold. That's what it is. It's so cold. Let me tell you.
Sadly, it's cold here, too. I got bad news. It won't get any better when you get home.
I'm hiding in my hotel room right now.
So last night, the game winner, beautiful goal by Joey there to get that win in overtime. That was cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was talking with Coach Laviolette about that earlier today, about just the 3-on-3 in general. You know, that was honestly a big point of concern earlier this year, was the 3-on-3. And, you know, they've struggled with it a little bit in years past, ups and downs. And Coach said, you know, right now he feels that his team, they're just more confident, that they've worked on it more, they've shown more video, things like that. So he feels 3-on-3, the team overall, the biggest difference is that they're just more confident going into an overtime. But, I mean, how about that play? Victor Arvidsson, you know, draws in three guys and able to get it across the ice. Ryan Johansson, and as you said, the shot was just beautiful. There was no way he was missing that.
I know, and you point that out. Everybody's talking about the shot, but Arvy, his ability to draw the puck out of the corner, I mean, that's what made that play.
Oh, 100%. It was, you know, it's funny because, I mean, you know Terry Crisp, and he's perfectly sane. That no, not at all. And he was sitting next to me, and he starts going up when they scored the goal, and he was yelling, "Arvy!" He was like, "Arvy!" And I was like, yeah, he made the play. It was really nice play by Victor Arvidsson, but a beautiful shot. You got to give Johansson credit too.
That was a great goal, but the Craig Smith goal that bounced off of him and then bounced off the goalie. Hey, you may watch hockey a long time and not see anything like that again.
No, never. What was that? I love how Craig Smith told Kara Hammer at the intermission. He was like, "Yeah, I think my dad could have scored that one."
Yes.
I thought it was so funny.
As a dad, though, I felt bad for his dad.
We should have just generalized that anybody could have scored that goal. But poor guy throwing his dad under the bus. But no, that was so bizarre. I mean, you'll take it. As Crispy says, they all count. But that was absolutely insane. Nobody really knew what happened. Even talking with Laviolette this morning, he was like, "I didn't even know." He was like, "I was trying to look down at the monitor and see the replay on the Jumbotron." He was like, "I really didn't know what happened until I went back after the game and watched it." And he was like, "I've never seen anything like that." So if Laviolette's never seen anything like that, I don't feel so bad saying I never have.
That's true. The guy seemed thrilled, like beyond thrilled, to have Cody McLeod back. And we asked PK Subban, he does Wednesdays with us, and you know, we said, have you talked to him yet? He goes, he sends me a message. The first thing he says is, "Let's hoist this year." And literally, Lindsay, we're using "let's hoist" in every conversation we have now. We love that phrase.
I love it. No, absolutely. No, you're right. It was so awesome to see Cody come back, because I remember when I was still doing ringside at home, that's when Cody was there. And he just has this way of just pumping the guys up, making a comment to lighten the mood. And it's like, It's just amazing to see how much the guys just love him. They're almost just like, "What's Cody going to say next?" kind of thing. And but it's honestly so fun to see him come back. Just hearing all the stories, like Laviolette saying when they told the team, you know, every single guy in the room had a smile on their face. And then Lavi also telling me that he spoke with Ryan Johansson a couple of weeks ago and said, "Hey, do you think that we could use a guy like Cody McLeod?" And Joey's response was, "You have no idea." So I think it was really awesome that, you know, they listened to them, and obviously everybody's so happy to have him back. I'm sure you guys have heard the story of him and his wife deciding to keep it a secret from the kids, and then yesterday morning he just showed up at the breakfast table, which, again, to me, just kind of is one of those things that it just sweetens the pot. It's that much more of a special story and a special homecoming for Cody McLeod, who wants to be here. I mean, that's the kind of guy who's going to do anything for his teammates, whether he's in the lineup or not. In the locker room, he's going to make a huge difference. And, you know, Laviolette said also, you never know who you're going to play in the playoffs. You know, it could be a rough and tough, big physical game like Winnipeg, or it could be a speedy game. But he said Cody McLeod gives them options, and that's exactly what they need come playoff time.
Lindsey Rowley with us, at Lindsey Rowley on Twitter. You mentioned huge, and Boyle is huge. That's a huge dude standing in front
of
the
big
net.
Man.
Yeah. And him standing in front of the net on the power play has to help, right?
100%. I mean, as far as like just his size, I haven't had the pleasure of interviewing him yet, but if it's after a first intermission, he's still going to have his skates on. So beware in St. Louis. I, for some reason, have to interview him. Like, I'm going to be fully extended, maybe jumping up in between answers just so I can get the microphone to his mouth. But no, you're absolutely right. He's a big body in front of the net, and it's kind of night and day because our other big net presence you see a lot is Victor Arvidsson, who
right,
is
yes.
the complete opposite physical makeup of Brian Boyle. And but no, I think everybody's really, especially for the power play, you know, it's been an area of concern, and it's been looking better recently, of course, but I think he's going to be able to take the power play to the next level. And, of course, getting Kyle Turris back on the power play will help as well. So, overall, I think the future looks really bright for the presidency man advantage. But, definitely, Brian Boyle is going to play a huge factor in that.
I told PK I wanted to see a picture of, like, Boyle holding Rocco Grimaldi like a baby or standing next to him, just standing there.
Oh, my God, please, yes. Or if he could put maybe, like, Rocco in one and Victor in the other, have Arvy in one and Rocco in the other, to double up, I think that would be amazing. Yeah, gosh, he's huge. But, I mean, it's awesome. I'm glad he's on our team.
Are we going to see Gambler Poyle make another move?
I don't know, man. I'm wondering the exact same thing, to be completely honest with you. I think it was – I really, really liked the move for Boyle and McLeod. I was talking with some of the guys around, and they, you know, of course, David Poyle has been asked several times by media, just, you know, do you have any regrets or, you know, things that you wish you could have taken back in your career? And you know, he did make a comment saying, you know, a while ago, saying, you know, Cody McLeod, like, he was just such a good, you know, he was with the team with the run.
Right.
So when they made the Stanley Cup Finals, I think he was really itching to get him back. So I really liked the move he made. Now, I will be interested to see if they wait, you know, down to the wire, and they'll see. In my opinion, if he's going to make a move, it's going to be a big move. I don't think we're going to see any small trades. I think it's going to be some kind of an earth-shattering move. But, you know, I haven't heard anything, so I don't know. But I think every day we're all doing the same thing. Everybody's, you know, refreshing on Twitter and, like, looking for the rumors and things like that, wondering what David Poyle has up his sleeve, because he's obviously proved he knows what he's doing, you know, being the winningest GM in history. So whatever he does, I'm 100% behind it. I'm really curious to see if he makes another move.
You think big in the way of draft pick, or big in maybe trade a current player or package involving a current player for somebody else's player?
I would say current. I don't think it would be a draft pick. But again, what do I know? Look, we have this conversation, and tomorrow David Poyle makes a trade for a draft pick, and you guys are blowing me up on Twitter, so I don't want to hear it. But I
don't at me, bro.
Hey, we want to hoist, Lindsey. We're down with whatever leads to hoisting.
We're hoisting anything in the room.
I'm with you. No, but if I had to guess, if I had to put my money somewhere, I would say it would be a bigger package deal for a current player or something like that.
You mentioned Crispy earlier. What is Crispy like on the road?
Well, actually, Crispy doesn't come on the road.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But he does in the playoffs, so I can speak.
That's right.
Because he does come on the playoffs, and he's just like, man, he is a different animal watching a game, because he's every bit of a what you would expect a former NHL coach watching a game. Like, even when we're at home, but on the road, when we're watching, you know, like, he's got to go take a lap around the arena. Like, you know, like, he gets so worked up. I love it. And he's like that at home, too. But in the playoffs, home or on the road, but especially on the road, it's like on steroids. He's just so excited and, you know, like, really lives through the team. So it's really fun. Like, I can tell you right now, I have never enjoyed watching a game purely for entertainment factor with anyone more than Terry Criss.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what the internet does. It's going to be all over social media. Lindsey Rowley reporting that Terry Crisp is on steroids.
Yeah. No. Crisp would actually probably love that. If you said that to him, he'd be like, yeah, of course I am. I don't know if saying that.
Hey, have fun in St. Louis. We'll be watching tomorrow.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good night.
All right, thanks for the time. Lindsey Rowley, at Lindsey Rowley on Twitter. So if they do something, I think it'll be a big move, earth-shattering. Current player. She said all of those things to your question.
Just bang, bang, bang. She just said those things. But then she said, hey, don't add me on Twitter tomorrow. Yeah. What do I know if it doesn't happen like that?
Oh, man, I love it.